And a good Tuesday morning to you. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. It is second Tuesday of the month of October, which means it's time to talk Riley County government orders. We've got Ron Wells, Riley County Commission Chair, joining us in studio. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
And we've brought a guest in studio with us as well, Andrew Adams with the Riley County Health Department. He's the Public Health Emergency Preparedness Coordinator. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I'll have you scoot up just a little closer to the mic there. And the reason that Andrew's joining us here with the changing weather, it sounds like it's going to cool off here. That's usually a code for flu season, and Oktoberfest is kicking off, I guess.
Absolutely. So this is the 7th or 8th year that we're doing the event, and it'll be on October 24th, Thursday this year, starting at 2 o'clock and going till 7 out at Powder Fall out in Seco Park.
All right. And obviously, this is an important event to get as many people vaccinated as possible. Each year we hear about the flu and the strains are different. What are we looking at this year?
So the way that the flu usually works, we have our vaccine that we assume is going to be protective against the flu. So we base that on what we've seen throughout the world, throughout the country in previous years, and try and make sure that we have a good match for several different types of flu that might make everyone sick.
Okay. And, we talk about the importance of getting vaccinated. Why is it so important that so many people go ahead and just get the vaccine?
Sure. So to stay protected. So it's the best way to protect against the flu. And there are some sets of people who aren't able to be vaccinated. The children, the babies that are less than 6 months old. And then there are some other people with immune deficiencies and weakened immune systems that can't be vaccinated. And so we need to make sure that everyone around them is as healthy as we can be to make sure that they don't get sick.
All right. You mentioned that this has been going on for quite some time. How much of a success has this been in the county?
From my perspective, I think it's been a huge success. So I've got some numbers here, actually. And looking, since we started the event in 2012, we've given just shy of 2,500 flu shots in one afternoon a year in total. So that's right around 350 per year. So we're pretty good at getting people in the door, getting them vaccinated, and sending them on their way with a pumpkin and hopefully a smile on their face.
So a little incentive then to do that.
Absolutely. We have pumpkins available for the kids while supplies last, and we have some other fun games and things like that, and things for people to do to interact after and before they get their shots.
All right. And, you know, that's always a thing because especially with kids, you know, I tell my kids, hey, we need to get our flu shots, and they're not looking forward to that at all. So you're trying to make it as family-friendly as possible, sounds like.
Exactly. We want you to be happy and healthy, and part of that is having fun. So we've got flu shots. We'll have games. I think this year's theme is circus. So last year we had some superheroes running around trying to keep people entertained. This year it's going to be more of a circus theme, a little more fun, things like that. We'll have games, photo booth, and like I said, pumpkins while supplies last.
All right. Well, Ron, commenting on this from the county's perspective, why is this important to you guys?
Well, just as Andrew pointed out, for cowards like me scared of needles, why those pumpkins help out, offering to kind of smooth things over, getting the shots. And plus the fact that what people don't realize is there are people that can't receive the shots, as well as the small children or babies. And so by everyone else being protected, it's less chance of that passing that flu on to someone else. So, and for years I used that. I said, well, if everybody else got a flu shot, I didn't have to. Which isn't, that's not the right way to think about it. But, you know, like say, I don't know what the fear of needles anymore. The last few shots, my pneumonia shots and things, the needles are a fraction of the size they used to be when I was young, because when I was young, they were great big, about the size of a 16-penny nail, the way they felt.
Well, and you know, it's really not that big of a deal. It doesn't take that long, as you mentioned. Some people are always afraid of side effects maybe from the shots. What would those be potentially?
Sure. So there aren't really too many side effects to worry about. You're not going to get the flu. You're not really going to get sick after you get the flu shot. There are some mild side effects, like it might hurt in your arm a little bit. Our nurses are really nice. They're really great at giving those shots, but it might hurt where you get your shot. There might be maybe a fever, things like that, but that's all a part of the process. So if you have a fever or you just kind of, you know, feel a little iffy for a day or two afterwards. That's just your body building up that immune response to keep you sick when you do come in contact with the flu.
Now, getting a flu shot doesn't necessarily mean you won't still get the flu. This is just going to maybe protect you from more serious symptoms, correct?
Yes. So it's not 100% effective, but it is the best way to prevent the flu and to prevent those complications from the flu. We don't think about it very often on how devastating the consequences and complications from the flu can be. And that's because we get so many people vaccinated that we really do avoid a lot of those serious complications.
When do you guys at the health department typically see more cases of the flu start to pop up?
So we trend just like nationwide. So the peak of flu season is really from December through February. So, you know, the cold months, the real hard winter months. And so that's why we really push getting vaccinated starting in October and through October and into, you know, into November and by Thanksgiving usually, so that your body is has had that time to build up that immune response to make sure that you're as protected as you can be.
All right. And it takes a little bit of time for, I guess, to work through your body. The flu shot?
Right. It takes about 2 weeks to build up that optimal immune response.
Okay. So very important. Again, Oktoberfest, October 24th. What are the times for that again?
Sure. So it starts at 2 o'clock and we'll run until 7 p.m. Registration for vaccines to get in line will stop at about 6:45. And we are strongly encouraging to fill out your paperwork ahead of time online. We have fillable forms. You can do it all paperless to try and streamline the process, to speed up the process a bit too. And you can find all that information on our website, RileyCountyKS.gov/flu.
And affordable for folks? How much does this cost?
Absolutely. So we do take insurance. So bring your insurance card, have that information ready for you. We will also have a limited number of vaccine available for uninsured adults and as well as those children. So we have the specific money, the specific information on the cost on our website. And again, that's RileyCountyKS.gov/flu.
All right. A very important endeavor here, of course, and nobody wants to get sick. And this is probably the best way to prevent against that here, October 24th with the Oktoberfest. And that's at Seco Park, you said, right?
Yes, Powder Fall at Seco Park.
Okay. Good stuff. Well, let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back more in focus after this on News Radio KMAN.